Yes, it is that time of morning where it's Fact or Bullcrap, your favorite game show on any particular program ever known to mankind. Yeah, we are going to talk about the good man, Mr. Richard Sherman. But before we do that, it's about the Oscars and a little bit of Walt Disney information thrown in just for fun. Here we go. What's the score? Tom, you've won a couple, right? I can't hear you yet. There we go.
Tom has won once. I have not won yet. We had one tie.
All right. We got it. Come on, Chris. You gotta make a good showing here. All right, so here we go. Statement number one. Richard Gere has never won an Oscar, but he's been nominated twice for An Officer and a Gentleman and American Gigolo. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, I know he was nominated for An Officer and a Gentleman. Was he nominated for American Gigolo, or was he nominated for some other movie? This is a trick question. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I believe that he's a winner. I believe this is bullcrap, too.
It is bullcrap. He's never been nominated for an Academy Award.
Really?
He has been treated like a little rodent. Hugh Grant was nominated for Best Actor in 1995 for Four Weddings and a Funeral, but lost to Tom Hanks. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that's fact.
This is going to be another trick question because Hugh Grant was nominated for a different movie. It wasn't Four Weddings and a Funeral. It was one of those other Notting Hill or something. I'll say this is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. However, Hugh Grant has also never been nominated.
Oh, really?
But Tom did win Best Actor that year for Forrest Gump. Foul raised. Oprah's Oscar nomination this year for The Butler is the first time she's been nominated since she won for The Color Purple in 1986. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe this is bullcrap. I believe Oprah wasn't nominated for The Butler this year, and there was some controversy about that.
I think I remember that being in the news, too. It's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. She did not get a nomination this year. She was nominated but did not win for The Color Purple. But she did get the honorary Humanitarian Oscar in 2011. Meryl Streep holds the record for most nominations by an actor or actress with 18. Second place is a tie between Katharine Hepburn and Jack Nicholson. Fact or bullcrap?
I know Meryl Streep holds the record for most wins. This sounds reasonable. I'm going to say this is fact.
I believe this is fact, too.
It is indeed a fact. Both Katharine Hepburn and Jack Nicholson have been nominated 12 times. Meryl and Jack have both won 3 Oscars. Katharine won 4, all in the Best Actress category.
Katharine Hepburn won more than
4.
Meryl Streep?
Way to go.
Huh.
Tom leads 4-3.
Walt Disney holds the record for most nominations by a single person. Fact or bullcrap? Walt Disney still holds the record for most nominations by a single person. Fact or bullcrap?
There used to be, I think there still are, separate categories for animation. I think there are a lot of smaller categories that Disney could clean up in. I think this is fact.
I'll give you a chance to tie here. I think this is bullcrap.
It's fact. He was nominated 59 times and has won 22 awards, which is also a record. He has received 4 honorary Oscars. When somebody's got 22 Oscars best animation, best sound
mixing. Just because the studio is named after him, that doesn't mean he's getting nominated. The studio is getting nominated.
Oh, fine. Why?
The studio is not getting nominated.
No, Walt Disney.
Paramount
as a single
Films
person
is not coming up to get the nomination for 12 Days of Years of Slave or whatever. No.
Single person.
It's him. Right.
Right. So when you get 22, do you need 4 honorary Oscars? I don't need any. I can't put them anywhere else. The mantle, it's full.
Remember they gave out the little honorary Oscars for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They gave out one big one and then the 7 little ones.
Couldn't do that now.
No, probably
don't
not.
You want the one that says Dopey on it?
Yes.
We're tied 4-4.
The unknown dwarf, yeah. Itchy.
Scratchy.
All right, here we go. We're now moving into the Richard Sherman version or segment of Fact or Bullcrap. Richard Sherman and Kendrick Lamar went to the same high school. Fact or bullcrap? Richard Sherman, rapper Kendrick Lamar, went to the same high school.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained to me who Kendrick Lamar was. I thought he was another football player.
I figured you would know.
I was a little hazy on that.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You guys don't have as much street cred.
No,
I understand.
Yeah, we don't. I'll say this is fact.
Fact.
Bullcrap. They both did grow up in Compton, but they went to different high schools. Both of them graduated with straight A's.
Mm.
Sherman went to Stanford, but left there 3 years, but left after 3 years to enter the NFL draft. Fact or bullcrap? Richard Sherman went to Stanford, but left after 3 years to enter the NFL draft.
No,
fact
I believe he actually is a Stanford graduate. I think that's bullcrap.
I believe he is too, but he might have graduated later, gone back and finished his senior year after he went into the draft. But I'm going to agree. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
It is indeed bullcrap. He got his degree in 4 years,
okay,
then still had one more year of eligibility to play college ball. So he returned for a fifth year and started his master's degree in communications, which he exemplified his knowledge later.
Aaron Andrews was interviewing a master's degree.
Well,
he's
a candidate. He was working on it. Sherman was a lower draft pick than the player he was insulting on Sunday, 49ers wide receiver Michael Crabtree. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that is fact.
I think Michael Crabtree went pretty high. I think that is fact.
Crabtree was 10th in the 2009 draft. Sherman was 154th in the 2011 draft, and he says being such a low pick fuels him every single day. Sherman says his trash talking was mainly inspired by watching former NFL player Deion Sanders do it. Fact or bullcrap?
Deion Sanders was a legendary trash talker.
Which we'll see more of at the Pro Bowl this weekend. I don't know, though. I think he's going to say that it came from some other source. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap, too.
The answer is bullcrap. His favorite trash talker of all time, Muhammad Ali.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a champion trash talker. All right, last question. What's the score?
Tied 7-7.
Here it is. Sherman's favorite go-to line when he's trash-talking a wide receiver is, quote, "You've got hands like feet." Fact or bullcrap?
It's got to be better than that. Bullcrap.
Well, since you don't like ties, I'm going to give Chris the opportunity to win, and I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say this is fact.
It is fact.
Yes!
But he says he also likes to tell them, "I've seen better hands on a snake." There it is. Tom comes away with one more win. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming right back.
You want to try online dating, but don't know an SWM from a TGP? No problem. That's why we started OK Stupid.
OK Stupid?
OK Stupid is the online dating website for people who don't understand the world of online dating.
Here's one: seeking bi curious male for good times. Hey, I'm curious, and I like buying stuff. Let the good times roll!
At OK Stupid, you'll have access to hundreds of dating profiles from people just like you, who have no idea what they're doing.
Let's see. Top needs sub. Sounds like that guy's in the Navy. BBW seeking same. No, I'm not into women's basketball. Here's one. Into S&M and 420 friendly. Hey, I can go shopping at S&M at 420. It's a date.
Okay, stupid. The internet's only online dating website for people who don't understand online dating.
Heavy CBT. Cheese, bacon, and tomato? I'm in!
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.